You're a doctor. In fact, you're an army doctor.
Yes.
Any good?
Very good.
Seen a lot of injuries then. Violent deaths.
Yes.
Bit of trouble too, I bet.
Of course, yes. Enough for a lifetime, far too much.
Want to see some more?
Oh, God, yes.
Sorry, Mrs. Hudson, I'll skip the tea. Puff out.
Both of you?
Possible suicides. Four of them.
There's no point sitting at home when there's finally something fun going on.
Look at you all happy. It's not decent.
Who cares about decent? The game, Mrs. Hudson, is on.
Okay, you've got questions.
Yeah, where are we going?
Crime scene. Next.
Who are you? What do you do?
What do you think?
I'd say private detective.
But?
The police don't go to private detectives.
I'm a consulting detective. The only one in the world that invented the job.
What does that mean?
It means when the police are out of their depth, which is always, they consult me.
The police don't consult amateurs.
When I met you for the first time yesterday, I said Afghanistan or Iraq. You looked surprised.
Yes, how did you know?
I didn't know, I saw. Your haircut, the way you hold yourself, says military. But your conversation as you entered the room...
A bit different from my day.
Said trained at Bart, so army doctor, obvious. Your face is tanned. But no tan above the wrists. You've been abroad, but not sunbathing. Your lips really bad when you walk, but you don't ask for a chair when you stand like you've forgotten about it. So it's at least partly psychosomatic. That says the original circumstances of the injury were traumatic, wounded in action then. Wounded in action, suntan, Afghanistan or Iraq.
You said I had a therapist.
You've got a psychosomatic limp, of course you've got a therapist. Then there's your brother.
Hmm?
Your phone, it's expensive, email-enabled MP3 player. Are you looking for a flat share? You wouldn't waste money on this. It's a gift, then. Scratches, not one. Many over time. It's been in the same pocket as keys and coins. Man sitting next to me wouldn't treat as one luxury item like this, so it's had a previous owner. Next bit's easy, you know it already.
The engraving.
Harry Watson, clearly a family member who's given you his old phone. Not your father, this is a young man's gadget. Could be a cousin, but you're a war hero who can't find a place to live. Unlikely you've got an extended family, certainly not one you're close to, so brother it is. Now, Clara. Who's Clara? Three Kisses says there's a romantic attachment. The expense of the phone says wife, not girlfriend. She must have given it to him recently. This model's only 6 months old. Marriage in trouble then. 6 months on, he's just given it away. If she'd left him, he would have kept it. People do. Sentiment. No, he wanted rid of it. He left her. He gave the phone to you. That says he wants you to stay in touch. You're looking for cheap accommodation. And you're not going to your brother for help. It says you've got problems with him. Maybe you liked his wife. Maybe you don't like his drinking.
How can you possibly know about the drinking?
Shot in the dark. Good one, though. Power connection, tiny little scuff marks around the edge of it. Every night he goes to plug it in to charge, but his hands are shaking. You never see those marks on a sober man's phone, never see a drunk's without them. There you go, you see, you were right.
I was right. Right about what?
The police don't consult amateurs.
That was amazing.
Do you think so?
Of course it was. It was extraordinary. It was quite extraordinary.
It's not what people normally say.
What do people normally say?
Piss off.